He works in a department store.
Department store. You're the oldest one? And there's four more of you, huh?
No, there's two.
Two more. Two boys? Three boys and no girls. All stem winders, no open face, wasn't it?
I reckon so. You ever been out on the golf?
I never been, no. No further. You ever been out of Cedar Point down there? At Dolphin Island?
No, sir.
I've never been out on the Gulf. Have you? I've never been on the Gulf. Now, I got a grandson, my youngest boy's second son. He's with offshore drilling people, and he runs a boat, you know, transfer, you know. And, and making good money, makes $64 a day. And that's 7 days in a week. You know, them oil people don't never stop. And he got married, I understood the other day. Best thing he could do, I reckon, is 22, 21 or 22. He weighs over 200 himself. His daddy weighs over 200. And his brother's all over 200. Do you believe in your mind, just like I study about you until I'll attract you at home? What I'd call mind telegraphy. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, I used to write to my wife, first wife, when I was on the road. I'd be said, go along, driving along, and we'd been fixing to marry, you know. And she'd pop in my mind. I'd get a letter wrote that day. You see what I'm talking about?
That's been studied a lot nowadays at Duke. I said that's been studied a lot nowadays at Duke University.
Well, I don't know that. In fact, I used to sit here at my first wife's people. After my first wife died, I moved up here and they'd come to see me. I'd tell my wife, I said, you better fix dinner today. I said, I'm coming out of Bogalusa today to see you. If they'd pop up out there. Because they had hit my mind, it hit my mind, you know, and that I couldn't help but study about them. And you can study about anybody's strong enough with interest, you'll pull their attention